Blog Talk Radio.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe.
They say that all you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right all the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe, if you believe,
you can do anything, you can do anything, you can do anything if you believe.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe, yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Sophia Show. She is in the building, the great one. Let's give her a big entrance.
Hello. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Ask Sophia Show here on G Radio, New York City. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And tonight is a very important topic that we will be shining a light on that affects millions of people across the United States and around the world, which I really want to try and shine a light on, which is bullying. Now, bullying can take many forms, different forms, from physical violence to verbal abuse, and it can have absolutely devastating effects on the lives of both children but also adults. And what I want to try and do in this show is to explore the different types of bullying and the impact can have on individuals and communities, and what we can do to try and stop that. So bullying is a problem that affects all ages and backgrounds. So in the United States, statistics show that 1 in 5, and talking about students here in the US, have actually experienced some sort of form of bullying. And this number is actually higher for certain groups, such as LGBTQ, youth and students with disabilities. Also, it can have a range of negative effects, including depression, anxiety, low esteem, and a huge problem when it comes to potentially even suicide. In fact, research shows that victims of bullying are at higher risk of developing mental health problems later in life. Now, I would love to hear from you, the listeners, as well, because I think this is something that we all need to potentially discuss and all work together to try and make an impact, stand up against bullying. It's really important because I talk from a personal perspective as well about, I talk about subjects here on the radio that are really personal to me. Not that I, you know, will mention names or things, but I know and have experienced, you know, with people that I know personally who have been through very difficult situations, whether it be through school or whether it through be, you know, in the workplace. You know, it's a really important area that we all need to take a stance on. And I think it's very important that we do that by shining a light on it and really making sure that people are aware of the impact that they could be having on people. So if there are people out there that are, you know, the bullies, hopefully, if anybody listens to the show and is experiencing this, that they can actually either call in or they can actually message the chat room. Let me give you the number so that you know what number to dial. If you call, if you're calling from outside the US, then obviously it's 001. The number is 563-999-3555. That's 001-563-999-3555. Or feel free to message in the chat room. So going back to bullying and the types of form of bullying people experience every day, bullying can take many different forms. So it can include physical, it can include verbal, and cyberbullying is another area that is, you know, quite prevalent at this time with technology and everything else. So physical bullying involves using physical force to intimidate or to harm someone, and, you know, people that are being, you know, physically abused. It's just the thought of it is just it's atrocious to me. But also verbal bullying is for me one of the worst because it affects your mental state. Verbal bullying involves, you know, things such as using words to either hurt you or to humiliate you, or someone, you know, teasing, you know, kids in schools and things in work can really affect people, whether they're spreading rumors, whether they're doing, you know, speaking about an individual. I know from a children's perspective, coming from an ethnic background, obviously, as you all know, I'm Greek, and my children have names that are Greek. So I'm talking from a personal perspective here, but my children have experienced their own form of bullying in school because of their names. And children really don't have any filters, do they? Let's be really, you know, honest here. Children don't have filters, so they don't realize how their words and how their actions can actually affect another child. So from personal experiences on this matter, and this is why I find it quite emotional, actually, when I talk about this, because I've seen it, how it can affect, you know, personally, my own members of my family. The fact that, you know, just a simple thing from name calling or using, you know, the colour of your skin or whatever it may be, to use that as a physical, as a verbal abuse to a child is unbelievable. And I'm going to give you an example later about something that happened, and you would be quite, you know, shocked to hear that things like this do happen, and it affects children in so many different ways. So what I want to do is, you know, try and shed a light on this specifically. But the effects of bullying, you know, can be very long-lasting and very far-reaching. So victims of bullying can struggle from, like I've just mentioned, you know, mental health issues. And they can, you know, suffer from anxiety. This is how depression can start. You know, and this can go on for, you know, a long time, even years after the bullying has actually, you know, actually stopped. It's shocking what effect that this can have from childhood into adulthood. And like I mentioned, it's difficult for people who have been bullied forming really healthy relationships, you know, whether it be through, you know, at school or in their personal lives. I mean, in some cases, the effects of bullying can also be so severe that it could lead, you know, to suicide. And I think that particular area for me is shocking, because I, like I said, from personal experience, and this is why I want to shine the light on it, I know three people who have been in my life who have experienced, you know, bullying in the workplace, bullying in school, and they have taken their own lives. And I'm not going to talk about them in particularly because I don't really want to go down that route. However, knowing people that have experienced that and being part of their circle, you know, it leaves a lasting, it leaves you with a lasting area where you think, is there something that I could have done? You know, is there something that I could have helped with? You know, when somebody, you know, why didn't I know that? Why didn't I know that they were going through this? Because a lot of people just don't talk. And I think not being able to talk to somebody and discuss what's going on. Children are scared. Let's use this as a real example, actually. Let's use this. In school, children don't want to talk or speak to their teachers, their tutors, etc., for the fear of repercussions, you know, if anything was to come back, because they would be told that they are, you know, if they're a grass or whatever you want to call it, that they've, you know, that they've said that a certain child is bullying them, etc. They have fear of doing that because of the repercussions that they're going to get from other children in their schools. It's such a difficult situation to actually to counteract. But, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody out there and, you know, people that have children, please, please, please ask your children, you know, what's going on in school. Ask them if they are actually experiencing any issues in school. Because sometimes as parents, we are oblivious to things that are happening every day in school. So I make it a fact for myself to always ask my children, you know, how was school today? Is everything okay? Have you experienced anything that I need to know about? Sometimes I don't want to tell you, but, you know, if you need to build that relationship with your children to be able to get as much information out from them, so that if they are experiencing bullying, you can actually nip it in the bud straight away, because it really is such an important factor. Communication with children is prevalent, because our children are going to be our future, and you want them to move into their adult life and go into work and, you know, in the future and be able to if they do experience that in adult life, that have the tools to be able to be able to overcome and to be able to deal with any issues that they have going forward. So let me just sit back and just sort of think about, you know, the different types of bullying. And again, I'm going to go through them and then sort of look at different areas and look at the statistics. I've done a lot of research on this as well. And I'm not going to lie, on children than the adults. But again, I just want to sort of reiterate the types of bullying that we can encounter. So obviously we're talking about verbal bullying. Now, this particular type of bullying involves using words to hurt or to humiliate somebody. Examples include things like name calling or spreading rumors. I mean, that's an awful way of bullying somebody, spreading, you know, untrue rumors. And according to a study, and this is done by the National Center for Educational Statistics, 19% of students in grades 9 to 12 have been reported being bullied verbally in the last year. And that is 19%. It's growing. And it is important, like I said, something as simple as calling, you know, anybody or a child by, their name, you know, using their name or their color or race or creed or standing in, you know, in the social community. It's massive. It's a huge problem. And I think it's something that we have to try and instill into our children, that it can have a massive effect on people, you know, on other kids. The seven forms of bullying that I've sort of looked into and researched. The second one is physical bullying. Now, we all know what physical bullying is, and that involves obviously using physical force to actually harm or actually to intimidate somebody. So hitting them, kicking them, pushing them, you know. And again, according to the same study that was done by the National Center for Education and Statistics, 14% of students in grades 9 to 12 in America reported being bullied physically in the last year as well. So again, you know, it's growing, and it's an area that we really need to look at. Now, prevalent in our day and age. Now, we didn't experience this. If you're the same as me, and I was born in the 70s. See, I'm giving you my age now. I'm giving my age away here. However, you know, social bullying. This is the type of bullying that involves, you know, social and cyberbullying, I should say, involves damaging somebody's, you know, social status or their relationships. Again, like I said, spreading rumours, excluding somebody, you know, from groups or manipulating social situations to try and embarrass or to try and humiliate them. According, again, to the same study, I was really intrigued to find that, you know, again, there's nearly 11% of students in the same, like I said, 9 to 12 are suffering from this. And then moving on to the cyberbullying side of things, this actually includes so much, you know, of today's bullying within the younger generation. Technology to harass other children, again, to intimidate them and to embarrass kids, you know, including things such as threatening messages or insulting messages, and again, spreading rumors online, you know, sending embarrassing photos or videos. There's actually nearly 34%, and this is the same study that was done again by this is, sorry, this is, this was done, these statistics were from the Cyberbullying Research Center. So 34% of students in grades 6 to 12 reported being cyberbullied in the past year. So that's a worried statistic, because it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger, and it's just so frustrating for me when I read all of this, because I like I said to you, it's an area that I really have interest in sort of trying to stop. You know, I think it's whatever I can do, and if I can reach one person with this show tonight that is actually experiencing bullying, then, you know, I've done what I've needed to do, because I really want to make this prevalent. I want the world to know that we all need to stand together to stand against bullying in any shape or format. The other area, again, so number five, from the bullying aspect, you've got sexual bullying and or harassment. And this is bullying that obviously can include things such as sexual comments, gestures, physical contact that's unwanted or inappropriate. You know, things such as, you know, touching, sexual comments or jokes, or sexual assault, including, again, the National Centre of Education statistics, nearly 7% of students in grade 9 and 12 experienced and reported sexual harassment. Now, that's extremely worrying. That's extremely worrying, you know, when kids, again, are being manipulated in this way. I just find it extremely concerning, and it's something that just blows my mind, to be honest with you. Now, personal as well, racial or cultural bullying, I would like to say. This type of bullying, we live in a world, unfortunately, where we shouldn't have any racial or cultural bullying, because as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter what race, what creed, whoever you are, we are all one race. We are all the human race. And when we cut ourselves, we all bleed the same. You know, our blood is red, simple, black and white. I don't care whether people, you know, again, this is a really sort of controversial subject, which I really don't mind talking about, because at the end of the day, it needs to be said. You know, racial bullying has to be stamped out. And I think it's something that people are scared to talk about it for fear of, you know, the world's gone, you know, to a point where we can't say anything or do anything. However, we need to be in a situation where people stand up for this. And like I said, racial or cultural bullying, as we would put it, involves, you know, making derogatory comments based on someone's race, ethnicity, their cultural background. It's just not acceptable, not in this day and age. You know, we're in 2023, and that's one of the areas that, you know, for me is huge. And I think it's an area that we have to tackle face on. And if we hear individual, you know, if you hear somebody say, you know, something that is derogatory to another person. Listen, I'm known very well. Anybody that knows me knows that I do not mince my words, and I will, you know, I will stand up for somebody that is, you know, experiencing this type of, you know, abuse, because it is abuse. Very, very black and white. It's very, very, you know, it is what it is, and it's not acceptable, full stop. It is not acceptable. So we all have to stand, you know, hand in hand on this, and we need to make sure that what is going on in the world at the moment when it comes to things like racial bullying, we need to make sure that we are standing against it and stand side by side and fight it and make sure that we can help people that need that help. Moving on to the other sorts of bullying, you're looking at disability as well. This is another thing that really frustrates me, you know, where people are bullying other people because some, you know, it's based upon their physical or mental disability. Oh my goodness, what have we become, you know, as the human race, you know, when we look at, you know, physically, you know, looking at their physical form and bullying them on that basis, or because they, you know, they have a issues that need to be addressed, you know, that they need help with. I just find it unbelievable. So again, you know, disability, I think out of everything, I think disability, racial, all bullying is no good. However, these are areas where I think we should really, really stand hand in hand and make sure that we are not allowing the bullies of this world. And you know who you are. Everybody knows, you know, the ones that do this and have done it and continue to do it, whether it be in school or whether it be in work. You guys know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. I hope that you think about, you know, the effects that you potentially could be having, because if the foot was on the other, if the shoe was on the other foot, I should say, how would you feel? You know, how would you feel if it was happening to you? Think. So, I mean, some of the statistics I gave you, like I said, I've looked at different areas, and more so on kids in schools, and I've done it based in America, but this is a worldwide problem, by the way. This is not just in America. This is not just in the UK where I'm based here. You know, it's all over the world. So we have to be. We have to be very, very focused on how we can actually help going forward. Again, what I wanted to sort of talk about as well is with the adults. I mean, I've given you some statistics there for children, but with American, let's use that American workers that have experienced bullying or any abusive conduct in the workplace. Into last year, you know, things such as verbal abuse, intimidation, exclusion is a big thing, and belittling, you know, the same study found that nearly 61% of the bullies were bosses or managers, and that women were more likely than men to experience workplace bullying. When I read that, it was like, oh my goodness, this is just, it is completely unacceptable. And I'm not trying to make light of this. This is just not something that we should be allowing to happen. And, you know, the statistics highlight that the fact that bullying is not limited to just children, and it is a very, very, very serious problem, you know, in the workplace for adults. There's a person, let's have a look. Let me just have a look. We do have somebody that's just made a comment in our chat room, which is great. And please, everybody, again, let me just, and I'm going to cover that in a minute. But again, if you have, you know, I would love for anybody to call in and have a conversation with me about this. This would be great. Again, call. If you're calling from outside from outside of America, it's 001-563-9999-3555. Or message again in the chat room. We've had a message come through from, his name is Jay Ramsey, ABC. Okay. It says here, this person in chat, let's have a look. Okay, here we go. It says, the majority of adult bullying goes along political lines. Okay. Yes, I think you're probably very, very correct on that. And, you know, I haven't done as much research on that side of things. But, yeah, I mean, feel free to call in. Let's have a discussion about it. It would be great to expand on some of these topics because, you know, bringing it to light and bringing it forward for people to be able to, you know, to talk about it and their own experiences will actually help others. I think, you know, some of us, like I said right at the beginning, the problem that we have is that we all stay, you know, quiet for not wanting to rock the boat. However, we're suffering in silence. Let's take a quick break, commercial break, and I'll be right back. So keep listening and I'll be straight back to you.
Attention jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet, redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Sophia here on the Ask Sophia Show on G Radio. So thank you for tuning in. I'm delighted to be here again, and I'm here to talk about tonight about bullying. And we really all need to stand together on this in particular topic. And for me, it has been a mission to try and, you know, help and support as many people as possible. I'm going to give you a small example of some of the, you know, some of the bullying that, you know, I'm going to use me as an example actually, and things that I've been involved in previously, with what I've experienced. And I was working for a very well-known company at that point in time, and there was a situation where an in particular person in that company, you know, I see it as being took a dislike to me and was feeling quite insecure about themselves. And by the way, can I just say this, and this is my own personal opinion because I am no expert in this field. This is all about my opinions here. I do believe that bullies are unbelievably insecure about themselves, and I actually do believe that they actually need help, and I think that they have, you know, mental health issues themselves as well, because, you know, to be, you know, physically or abuse, you know, physically abusive, or to be verbally abusive, or to do any type of abuse to another human being, I think you have to have an element of your own personal problem. I really do, and it's not an issue, it is actually a problem. So it's really important that, you know, I am one. Going back to my story, this particular person in that organization, which was again, and it is very true at a managerial level, you know, probably I see it as feeling extremely threatened by my successes at the company. And you would think that being successful at what you do would be a positive, not a negative. And it was really detrimental for me in the sense that, you know, the more success I had, the more the bullying continued. And it was very much, you know, not necessarily physically threatening or anything like that, but verbally it could be quite, you know, it would make you feel inadequate. And it was a form of narcissism. I think it's really, really interesting to sort of expand on that. But, I have Jay Ramsey on the line live. Can we bring him on, if that's okay?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in.
Hi. Hey, no worries. I wanted to expound on what I said in the chat room. Because what I notice here, especially here in America, a lot of the bullying that goes on, especially nowadays, it wasn't always like this, but especially nowadays with expanded, you know, balkanization of ideologies and things like that, tribalism, essentialism, like running rampant, a lot of this is going on political lines, and it's online. You see it out in the streets with different protests and riots and things like that, and it's always this side is, you know, this side of the political aisle is evil, this side of the political aisle is evil. So, and I'm going to go into, you know, why that is when I do my show tonight. But I just wanted to say that, you know, there's a new type. It's not really new that I noticed, because there's always been that dichotomy of, like, left versus right. But I noticed that it, like, took off in the last maybe 10, 12 years. And it's getting worse. And it's filtering,
yeah.
It's filtering down into, like, schools and things like that, to where, and it's also sometimes in some of these educational institutions in America, it's being pushed by the teachers, which is really bad. But it's going on with the kids, where the kids are becoming more politically conscious, and so now they're starting to ostracize each other along political lines. So that's, and it's a type of bullying that's really insidious, because it's almost like it's being excused by the different sides, because, oh, well, as long as they're on my side, it's okay, because that other side is bad. So it's a whole thing, but political bullying is absolutely a thing, and it's absolutely a thing that needs to stop, because, again, a country can't survive like that. It just can't.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I thank you for calling in. I'm really grateful that you've called in, because I think you've shined a light on something that is absolutely, you are 100% correct. And I don't think this is just happening in America. This is happening all over the world. I think this is something that we see exactly the same as what you've described happening here in the UK, you know, and, you know, it's something that is, I just think it's getting worse. I mean, like I said, I am no expert on the subject. I'm not going to lie. I'm no expert. However, I can only discuss things. And I've been given the opportunity to, you know, to be a voice about this particular, having a voice to talk about this. And if I can raise the profile of, you know, how impactful, you know, how detrimental this is for, you know, our up-and-coming, you know, future. It's just unbelievable. And I read the statistics. I'm a big reader. I don't know whether you are, you know, the same, but I read, you know, the statistics. And my sister, I'm not going to, I'll be really honest, is involved in the school, within schools here in the UK, and she does a lot of consultative work. And we were talking about this, because I was telling her that we were going to be doing the show this week specifically on this. And she did, and she said, Sophia, you know, it's an amazing thing that you're able to do, because this is something that has to be addressed. And it's important that we do address it by talking about it. And I think you probably will agree right. with me. A lot of people don't talk about it. People just don't want to talk because they fear repercussions sometimes, you know, threatening behavior or whatever it may be, you know. But to be honest
yeah,
with
like
you, I'm one of these type of people that will take anything head on. So, you know, some right. people don't like what I say. You know, fair enough. Everybody has an opinion and we're all entitled to our own opinion. However, I think,
right.
you know, we should all be standing together and standing against,
right.
you know, any form of bullying. I don't care what type it is. But have you ever experienced
right.
any bullying yourself? Have you ever been in that situation? Have you ever had any situations in your life where you feel that you've had to experience, unfortunately, anything like that?
I actually have at various points in my life. And because, you know, I've always been, like you, I'm a reader. I've been a reader since I was a child. So, you know, I grew up, when I was growing up, I was ahead of my class in elementary school and things like that. So I was always the geeky kid in class. And so there's that. And then growing up through high school, getting my first job and everything. And then it went from, you know, school bullying to a little bit of workplace, and even going into the military, where, you know, you rib each other anyway. But I noticed that throughout the times I've been bullied, I noticed that they never operate alone. There's always like a cabal. There may be three or four of them, and they may not all do it at the same time. But it's a group mentality,
yeah.
and I don't believe that bullies can operate alone. They operate in groups, and I'm wondering if you can just get through to, like, one of them, then the whole group
yeah.
will fall, because it seems like they draw their strength from each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
if you can talk some sense maybe into one of them and try to get one of them to see. The problem is nowadays, especially with political bullying, politics has become almost dogmatic in nature, so it's really hard to convince somebody, because there aren't too many people that realize that, you know, politics aren't axiomatic. There are good points and bad points on each position. But when you take
yeah.
when you take that, or when you take what you believe and you hold it almost biblically, to the point where, like some, you know, like some fundamentalist Islamists, they will die for what they believe. Not saying that, you know, your average, you know, political dogmatic would do that, but it's really hard to convince somebody in that mindset that maybe some of the things that they do believe are wrong. So that's kind of a problem. And it's like the more you try
yeah.
to talk them out of it, the worse it gets. Like you said, the more you try, the worse it gets. And now it's
yeah,
come
absolutely.
To like cancel culture and, right, and things like that. We've had riots in our cities behind it and things, and all kinds
mm-hmm.
of stuff that's been going on because of it. So
I absolutely agree with you, and thank you so, so much for coming on, because you've brought some amazing comments on, and I use an analogy sometimes, because like I said, and I think this is how we should all sort of tackle this. I'm one of these people that, you know, I love riding, you know, it's like riding a bull. Yeah, you
mm-hmm,
hang
right.
on, don't you? And people hang on to the ball, and sometimes they need to sort of like just let go and sort of just talk about certain things. But I'm one of these people that the analogy that I'm trying to say is that, listen, I'm going to hang on there, and I am going to continue to talk about this subject in any opportunity that I have, whether it be here on radio or hopefully in the future on TV and lots of other things that, you know, we have planned, because I think it is just so important that there is so much going on that we are not aware of. So, you know, everybody get on your balls, please, and you know, ride it with us, and make sure that you can sort of get out there and speak about, you know, how this is affecting you. If you are affected by any type of bullying, talk to people, get people to listen. The more we talk about it, then hopefully the more we can try and impact the situation. I don't know whether you agree with that, but, you know, from my opinion, I think we need to talk about it more. And I think we do have some amazing charities out there that do combat, you know, or try and combat mental health, charities that work with, you know, individuals that are suffering from that. And I think in the United States, I work with an amazing charity here in the UK called the Kaleidoscope Mental Health Charity. And they have counsellors that are working with individuals that have experienced things, you know, through bullying. And it can make a huge difference. And I think we need to, again, you know, focus, you know, on trying to make an impact in a positive way, you know, and not a negative. But again, I just want to thank you for coming on. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us your experience there. I just need to take another quick break. And again, thank you so much. I just want to take a breath and I'll be straight back with you. Are you ready for an enchanting adventure that will ignite your child's imagination? Introducing Emma's European Adventure, a captivating children's book filled with interactive fun. Join Emma as she embarks on a thrilling journey through the heart of Europe. From the dazzling streets of Paris to the ancient ruins of Rome, your child will be immersed in a world of wonder and discovery. With engaging activities, interactive and vibrant illustrations, Emma's European Adventure will bring the story to life like never before. Your child will laugh, learn and be inspired every step of the way. Pre-order your copy now for just $24.99. Visit www.emmasfabulousadventures.com to secure your spot in this unforgettable tale. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to spark your child's imagination and create cherished memories together. Again, let me just thank you, Jay, for calling. I think I have another call waiting. Can I just check and see? Bear with me. Ah, no, we've lost them. I do apologise. Sorry. If you are trying to get through, please try again. However, anyway, let's just have a conversation about any other experiences that anybody's experienced, you know, when it comes to bullying. It would be really interesting to hear some of the comments as well. But again, like I said, thank you to Jay for calling in. He's shed a light on something that I find, again, very interesting. One of the things that I really want to talk about is reaching out. You know, and I think, and I keep on talking, you know, I keep on talking about this. People who are suffering with bullying and people that are, don't suffer in silence. Please don't suffer in silence. Speak out. You know, I don't want to hear that people have, you know, had so many issues and they've not been able to talk to somebody about it because of the fear of, you know, like I said, of the repercussions that they could have. And again, you know, just the side of things when it comes to suicide or whatever it is, please don't feel that you're alone. You know, reach out to friends, family, you know, professional organisations. That's what they're there for, to try and help and to, you know, encourage you to stand up and speak out about things, because it's important that we continue to do that. But I actually feel really, really, and I'm being really honest, and one thing I think you'll realise, everybody, is that I bring topics on this show that are close to my heart, and I actually get quite emotional about things when I talk about it, because, like I said, I've lost three people in my lifetime. I attribute it to bullying. You know, it all started through, you know, different things that they were experiencing, and like I said, it's a difficult thing to accept, especially when you know that potentially had they reached out to either myself, to, you know, a professional organization, or the support of the love and the, you know, from their families, that they potentially could still be here today. So for me, I want this to be so far forward when it comes to, you know, when you think about things. If you're listening to me now, anybody that may be listening to me on this show now, at this moment in time, who is going through this really difficult situation, please, you know, reach out. I really have no issue with you reaching out to us, because I have some amazing contacts in the, in, you know, in and around the UK and around the world that, you know, are specialists in this field who can actually help you. Don't feel that you are alone, because you're not, you know. And, you know, I would be very humbled that, you know, you would, you know, contact us if needs be, for us to be able to put you in direct contact with people that can help. Please, please, please do not suffer alone. We are here. We have people that will be able to speak to you and help. So, yeah, that's really what I wanted to sort of say there. But what I also sort of want to sort of finish on, we've got a few more minutes to discuss, but there's a couple of things that I would like to sort of let you know about, and things that I'm involved with at this moment in time. And I want to talk about a collaboration that I've got with my business partner that's going on at the moment. We're writing a book, or we have wrote a book, and it's going to be published in the next 4 to 5 weeks, hopefully. So I want to sort of cover that. But just finishing off on the on this whole topic of bullying, please, please, please check out my website. If you want to email me, please go to my website, which is www.asksophia.com. Okay. Feel free to email us. All the information is there on the website, and we'll definitely be in touch if you reach out to us. So I just want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you to Jay again for coming on board and talking to us about you know, his experiences, etc. too. So thank you again for that. Now, on a positive note, and another, you know, great opportunity to sort of let you know what's going on. Myself and my business partner, the most amazing producer that I have on this show as well, Mr. Greg Lassiter, have written a children's book. And this will counteract, by the way, a lot of what we have been discussing today. There's going to be a huge amount and a series of books that we are working on. But our first book, Emma's European Adventure, is due to be published by the end of July 2023, and it's about a beautiful little pit bull dog, actually our dog, that or Greg's dog, that has traveled all over the world. And it's an educational book that is for children who you know, can utilize the book, you know, from an educational perspective. You know, it talks about geography, languages, it talks about cultures, being kind to one another, making new friends. You know, the storyline is not just about traveling to all these different countries, it's about the experiences that, you know, Emma has whilst in those countries by meeting new people, etc. And it's one of the things that I will be using going forward as we write. So, you know, Greg and I are very, very committed to making sure that this series of books that will be coming out over the next 12 months will be, you know, targeting and making sure that we can educate children in positive and meaningful ways. And I think going through this interactive book, which we're making available in four languages, so it will be available in English, French, and Chinese, and we will also be making it available in Braille, which, again, it's just such an exciting opportunity for us to sort of promote. So I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to everybody that has supported us with this first book. We have had a phenomenal response from institutions, but also with individuals around the world that have ordered and pre-ordered the book. So anyway, I just want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you for taking the time to be here. You've been listening to Sophia, and this is G Radio, and it's the Ask Sophia show. Please don't forget to listen next week, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to speaking to you all then. Take care.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. All you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water.
High flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.com. grexjet.net. Grexjet, redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.